Nice.
Soul on ice. I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, wherever or whenever you are listening. Thank you for joining us. You are now rocking with the best. My name is Kwame. This is Soul on Ice, the podcast. Big shout out to Brother B, to my guys, Akil Thomas, Elijah Roberts. But joining me, holding it down for the playoffs, is my man from Edmonton, living out in Los Angeles, California, pursuing his dreams of becoming a successful actor. Do we say he's already a successful actor? Is there success? I think it's just about enjoying the craft, and he's been enjoying the craft, doing some great work. You can see him on the hit show Grownish, but for now, JB, my man Jordan Buhat, is hanging out with your boy Kwame. What's happening, partner? How are you, sir?
Yo, what is going on? It is a busy weekend, lots of playoffs, lots of, on my end, my wife's competing in a CrossFit competition as well. So it's just a lot of different sports going on at the same time.
That's great. So where are you right now? You're in Sacramento?
Yeah, I'm in Sacramento, North Cal. I don't know Sacramento very well. So
Me neither,
bro. Is this a little city within a city? And you know, so it actually kind of reminds me a little bit of Edmonton, just the way there's like, you know, there's like geese kind of everywhere in Edmonton, but not only that, you know, when you're driving in Edmonton on the freeways, they have like geese on the walls of the freeways and stuff like that. Yeah, they have that here. Yeah.
Oh, no way.
They legit the same thing. And you know, the buildings have that, the older, you know, clearly 90s buildings have that, you know, beige-ish, grayish kind of tone.
Right.
Really dark windows.
Yeah.
So it's the same. Yeah. And like, are we in Edmonton right now?
Kind of like right off of White Ave, very interesting place that, you know, they can shoot some really cool old movies in. But Sacramento, yeah, I have no clue about Sacramento, man. But I'm glad you guys are doing well. I'm glad you guys are out there. Because you've been traveling around a lot, has it been difficult watching playoffs hockey, or are you finding the time? What's happening?
So the way that I've been doing it has been difficult watching anything live, because I'm live out on the competition floor, but I'm out there watching Lucy while the literal game is on. So I missed the full game because they're early games for these Western Conference games. They start at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So that's middle of the day. And then I miss the whole game by the time we get home. So what I do is I'll catch the highlights first to get the gist and take a look, see if I can go on my ESPN or Spectrum and see if I can catch some of the game, just to see the little intricacies of how people are really playing that highlights don't show, and then take a little deep dive into the stats afterwards.
Well, I tell you, Edmonton, game three in Edmonton against the Avalanche, man, I had all confidence that the Oilers were going to pull out that win. They started off strong. McDavid had a great rush, first shift, and the move he made, 5-hole, was just beautiful. The crowd is erupting. Everybody's excited. Then Evander Kane takes a 5-minute penalty, boarding, legit. Took out Kadri. Looks like Kadri won't be back for the rest of this series. Who knows if he'll be back for the playoffs, which would be really sad if that happens. But, you know, they kill off that 5-minute penalty. You'd swear the momentum is with Edmonton. Then a fluky goal off a Nurse's skate. I think it was, no, off his stick. He was
off his stick.
And then, man, I just feel like the air just left the building. Then it's 2-1, then it's 2-2, and then the worst goal ever to make it 3-2. And I was just like, I don't know, man. I'm really sad.
That was, you know, and hey, you know, it's very exciting to see the posts where NHL playoff teams are down 3-0. You know, those are creeping up, and what are the odds of someone coming back? It's only happened four times. This could be the fifth. You know, you look on all the stats online. There's only a 3.8 chance, you know, from whatever that means, 3.8 chance of actually coming back and winning the series. Whereas Colorado, if they go to seven and win in game seven, still have a better chance at 5.something%. So those stats I always take for granted because I don't always know necessarily how they get those numbers.
Right.
But I think they're based on history. But I like to hold hope that the Oilers are still going to grab at least one win, whether, you know, it will have to be at home.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to see that. I'd love to see them stretch it. I'd love to see some miraculous something that comes, digs deep, and you know they make it out alive, but they're gonna need Ryan Nugent Hopkins. I mean, Draisaitl, you could just tell that he is banged up and he's doing the best that he can, which is really, really cool to see. But there's a lot of guys on that team that have to step up, that should be stepping up, and they're not stepping up, in my opinion, offensively. Defensively, man, like I've already written that off. I'm sorry. I know, you know, there's a lot of, you know, friends of mine that are Edmonton Oilers fans, but Smitty, no confidence at all in their goaltending. I'm sorry.
I have confidence in our goaltending. Lots of confidence because Smith has still been facing 40 shots a game from the Colorado Avalanche. Lots of high scoring, lots of high percentage chances. Yeah. And he's stopping 90% of them. Maybe we just stop letting 40 shots on goal and Smitty will not have to let in the flukes that are going in.
Right.
The first goal last night, right? He's looking for that pass, which is the higher scoring chance right into the middle. He moves over and that's the way the puck goes in. Makes sense. You'd like the goalie to save every single shot. Fluky.
Right.
Second one, the third goal, right? The shorthanded. You catch Evan Bouchard on end of a power play, not expecting, you should, JT Compher to come out of the penalty box and absolutely manhandle him to get to that puck.
Yeah.
It's a 1-on-0. Shootouts are all about for the players and not for the goalies. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do? You can't blame Smith on that either. So then it comes down.
Sorry, I have to disagree with you on that one. I understand there's a lot of shots on him and he's, and his percentage, that's great. But there is those critical saves that they just need. I just need that one save. And
everyone needs one save.
Right.
Everyone needs one save. He had about 9 to 10 outstanding saves during that game. Mm-hmm. 9 to 10. If they scored on those, you'd be saying the same thing. I wanted that one to be saved.
Right. But right, don't you feel
all of them to be saved?
Right, but don't you feel that out of the box breakaway, if he had saved that one, like, do you not feel that would have been the save that would have ignited everybody? I mean, you'd like them to save every goal, and I just feel like in hockey there are certain saves that are the, as we say in Canada, the TSN turning point. And I feel that would have been the TSN turning point for the Oilers.
So when I think of hockey a lot recently, I don't think as one moment having been it. Mm. So Smith let in that goal 3-2 right at the end of a power play. What happened 10 seconds before that, Kwame? Do you remember?
Off the post.
If that puck goes in, Oilers are up 3-2.
There you go.
So that could have been the turning point. What happened 30 seconds before that? Connor McDavid had an open shot. Franco's just happens to be right-handed glove and slides right over and robs him. Who is on the other side in Draisaitl's 1T spot? Nuge was right there.
Right.
And Connor could have passed it over to him.
Right.
Franco's would not have gotten to that puck. I can say that with a higher percentage at least. So
interesting. interesting.
When I think of going backwards to every single moment, you know, as Jay Woodcroft or Jared Bednar would be looking at his team, it's not that moment necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's how what led to that, that moment.
Yeah. And so you can see, I don't believe. You can see also that there is that countdown. And I feel Draisaitl made that pass.
Yeah.
He should have come out of the zone knowing that there's seconds left just in case. But you could see that when the shot got blocked or something like that, he just, you see in his head, he's like, oh my God, I got to get back. And he didn't have enough juice to get back. So yeah, there's a lot of shoulda, coulda, wouldas on the defensive play. Do you go inside the man or do you go outside the man? How do you position yourself? You know, but yeah, that was just a hard loss, man. And I was really rooting for the boys. And at the end of the day, they need that offense. They need to score. And they need to take advantage. We need
that 5-on-5 and that power play to click. The power play's not been there.
Right, right. Yeah, it's
got neither is Colorado's, but neither is ours.
Right. New York versus the defending champions. New York looks like they are on a they look like they are on fire, my friend.
They look like they know exactly what Vasilevskiy is expecting from them. Mm-hmm. So they, as people say, look like they have the book on them. And we'll see for the third game in a row, because it's Vasilevskiy, two-time Stanley Cup champion, best goalie in the league currently, versus someone who is, you know, an up-and-comer as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's New York, I see, is one of those teams who has the ability to have their offense a little bit rumble underneath, a little bit of a rumble, and people will seem to forget about it for some reason. When you look at their guns, it's you think, oh, obviously they're able to do this, right? Obviously they are, but they have a little bit of a reputation of not always being super high flying. So when they come out and light up Vasilevskiy, my lord. Like,
I'm not even trying to pronounce his name. I'm calling him Vazzy,
right? Let's do this the Canadian boy way, Canadian hockey boy way. Vazzy. It is surprising. You know, I'm not writing off Tampa Bay anytime soon, because they're two-time Stanley Cup winning champion team and they know how to do it. So
they have said, some people have said, don't bet against Tampa, but I'm betting against them. I'm betting against them. I feel like New York really wants it. I feel like it's starting to catch up to Tampa Bay, and Chris Kreider is on a mission, and he's doing very well out there.
Finally, couldn't say that in the first round.
Right, right. The one thing I think is very interesting, and again, the Ryan Reeves, Pat Maroon situation, just drop the gloves and let's go get it over with. Let's just go, because especially if you're a New York Rangers fan, that penalty that cost them that one goal at the very beginning could go against them. So if you're gonna be there, just drop them, get them done, let's go. Because I feel like and a lot of people thought that way, that the ref should have took both of them out, put them both in the box. But referees tend to just take one sometimes when they think things are going out of hand. So I think Ryan Reeves has to either drop the gloves or just cut out the whole back and forth.
You know, I think it's really tough, especially with Ryan Reeves. He's been doing his job, you know, and I think to be able to do his job and stay out of the box
is very tough.
That's very tough. And that is a plus for New York, especially now that they're up 2-0. Does he want to, you know, maybe put himself in the box when, you know, he honestly does a good job with what he's doing? Does he want to eliminate him being useful in the other way? Right now it's what could be the last two games of the series, you know, and end up costing a power play goal or something like that. End up costing, stay out of the box as best as you can and keep doing what you're doing, I would say to Ryan Reeves. And that's the game-winning formula.
It's going to be a great next couple of days in the NHL. When we come back, you know, when we're back, you know, it's going to be a whole new landscape, and it will be inside the actual finals. So it will be interesting. I'll give you a little, as an actor, I'll give you a little timbit, which is very interesting. And I'm hoping at some point that I can really bring out this story, because I think it's a very interesting story. You know the story of the Lone Ranger, right?
Oh my God. I believe so. Hold on.
Generation. I'm old. The Lone Ranger, you know? In my generation, you say the Lone Ranger, everybody knows who the Lone Ranger is. Lone Ranger and Tonto, Hi-Ho Silver.
See, Sheriff. I only know the bad remake. That's all.
Okay. But you know that there's, yeah, there was a bad remake. Yes, yes. Johnny Depp and I can't remember the other guy's name. But you know the Lone Ranger, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that story, like Lone Ranger was a hit TV show for kids. I guess it was like the 50s and 60s and all of that. The Lone Ranger and Tonto. So the Lone Ranger's character was based off a black marshal, like a bounty guy. His name was Bass Reeves. And they never really told that story. It was very cultural appropriation. They took this story, this legend of this black, you know, guy who just, you know, he was the scourge of the West and captured and went out there and, you know, took down the bad guys. His great, great, great grandson is Ryan Reeves.
That is pretty amazing.
And he plays for the New York Rangers. How crazy is that? Story.
That's pretty cool.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought that was very interesting when I found that out. But speaking of acting,
yes.
Lastly, before we go, have you, and this is to you and to our audience, have you all had a chance to watch the series Shorzy?
You know, I did. I threw on an episode just the other day before we left home because I knew I wouldn't be watching as much TV since we've been here. And oh my gosh.
Come on.
As a Canadian guy, it is. So, I was never in the hockey crowd. I didn't get to play and all that kind of stuff. So I saw the hockey guys from afar and I was like, it is very, very accurate.
It is so hockey. For those out there, if you ever get a chance to, I know there's a lot of people in the States that I don't know how they'll get it in the States. In Canada, you can get it on Crave, but I know it's a very popular show in the United States. But if you haven't seen it, Shorzy is one of the funniest depictions of Canadian hockey that you will ever see. All the cliches, all the language, it's so funny that I binged watched the whole first season. And you know, they've got some ex-NHL players in there as well. Big shout out to the homie Jordan Nolan, who is, and his brothers, and one of his brothers is in it, does a great job. I'll have to contact Jordan and get him on the show. I think we'll
get him on here.
Actor to actor. He's a newer actor, but he does such a great job on there. But Shorzy is so funny. I just love that show.
Yeah. They do a really good job. Jared and the whole team, they absolutely nailed that show.
Mm-hmm. If you were on that show, would you be a player, a fan character, an announcer? What would be the character that you would do on that show that would be comedically special?
I think, you know, you say announcer. I think that would be really fun, you know, because in any kind of hockey movie or show, they always have the announcers, right? And that's always got to be a personality. That's always got to be a really fun kind of role. I think immediately when you said that, I'd be really down for that. I'd let the hockey guys do the hockey thing.
Yeah.
And I would do that.
Interestingly enough, Jonathan Torrance. Is it Torrance? Is that how you say his last name? He was He was on what's that show? That other show with the Trailer Park Boys.
Okay.
He was the rapper, the white rapper on there. He actually is the one of the announcers on that show. And he does.
Oh, there we go.
He's a French actor. Torrens. Mm-hmm. He's a French announcer, and he does it so well. So big shout out to Jonathan as well.
Exactly.
All right, my friend. Enjoy your stay in Sacramento. Tell the wife we all say hello and keep up the great work and congrats on all of her success. To all my soul brothers and soul sisters listening, this is the best time of the year. It's playoff hockey. I hope you are enjoying it. And do us a favor, subscribe, rate, and review Soul on Ice, the podcast. Big shout out to Brother B. Big shout out to Elijah Roberts and Akil Thomas. My name is Kwame. For Jordan Buhak, we are Audi 5000.
And when we make it, we gon' put our soul on ice. Cause when they doubted us, we did it twice. I guess the poop is in the freezer. They tried to get rid of us, but they need us. So I need you like you need me. I need you like you need me. We double up when our numbers come through the TV. Yeah. Soul on ice. I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice. You goddamn right, I'm screaming on that beat. I got a match screaming on the streets. We in the club, stadium, and the arena, cousin. Put me on ice and I'm hitting that top. Trees are dusting, fussing, fighting with myself is enticing. My enemies in the mirror, and he's always reciting the poetry of my power. Statistic of my weakness, shadow boxing with Tyson. I'm trying to show y'all I'm beating them to the punch. Competition on the table, it's time for lunch. Though my mission is unstable, I'm scoring once, twice, three times, and I'm taking hats. Men lie, women lie, progress is based upon the facts. So let that baby shine. They soul the show and know the, they live within the grind. Now take them out that stroller, cause coming up is a champ. Prediction of Ali, he changed his name to Muhammad. We changing free to a fee, it's up to me. And when we make it, we gon' put our soul on ice. Cause when they doubted us, we did it twice. I guess the poop is in the freezer. They tried to get rid of us, but they need us. So I need you like you need me. I need you like you need me. We double up when our numbers come through the TV. Soul on ice, I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice. Let's dedicate this one to Jade and Linda. Let's escalate to Caddy, crush the Pinto. Or maybe you prefer that Benz, why? That big truck, I don't give a f***, only really want a house where they get by. Let's take it far down on the competition. Competition is nonsense, it's me and my soul's decision. Yeah, I only work against myself. I play against you to bench you. I'm throwing all shots to the shelf. Yeah, the top is the topic. You checking your armor. My wheel telescopic, so I'm steering my karma. The future is mine, like receiving the pass from Jesus or Jordan or Crosby, Stills and Nash. We young, and when we make it, we gon' put our soul on ice. Cause when they doubted us, we did it twice. I guess the proof is in the freezer. They tried to get rid of us, but they need us. So I need you, like you need me. I need you, like you need me. We double up when our numbers come through the TV. Soul on ice, I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice.